Hey. Hey, wake up. If you die here, I swear I'll... Oh, good, you're awake. You took a few nasty hits in that battle. I thought you were dead for sure when I saw you drop with that crossbow bolt in your side. But I think you'll be okay now. Drink this. Fortunately, I've got one potion left after tending my own wounds. Give it a moment to take effect. There we go. Good as new. On your feet. We best get back to town. I don't want to be out here when the sun falls. Maybe we should have waited for the others to join us, but I didn't want to risk letting my foe slip away again. He's done that far too many times now. Besides, we won with just the two of us, didn't we? With your spells, and my raw strength, and skill with an axe, they didn't stand a chance. We're quite the dangerous duo. Yeah, it was a close one. For a moment there, I thought I'd lost you. I really do appreciate you coming along with me, especially since this was a personal quest. If I'd been alone, I probably would have died here. The important thing is, we won. It's finally over. Of course, I'm okay. It's just, I've spent so long chasing him. Now that I've finally taken my revenge, what do I have to show for it? Just a trail of corpses and not much else. I don't regret it, though. That bastard killed my parents and there's no way I could let him live. But now, I feel lost. I've had this one goal most of my life, and now that I've achieved it, I feel hollow. It feels like my purpose is splattered across the hillside next to what remains of my nemesis, and I've no clue what to do next. Something that makes me happy? I suppose that would be an okay place to start. Well, I could go for a drink and a good meal. Yeah, that is quite short term, I suppose. There is something more long term I've been thinking about recently. It definitely make me happy. Just a few things I'd like to do with a certain cute mage I've been traveling with recently. Wow, you've gone bright red. And is that a hint of a smile on your face? I assume that all the time you spent studying your magic left little time for enjoying the company of woman, am I right? I knew it. But don't worry, my cute little caster. If you want to remedy this, all you need to do is say a particular magic word. Good boy. Now, come here. I've wanted to kiss you like this for a while now. By the way, your hands are running all over my body. I reckon you feel the same. Go on. I've spotted you staring at my ass a few times. I know you're dying to give it a squeeze. That's right. Feel how firm it is? Just a benefit of all the strength training I've done. And since you're enjoying yourself so much back there, it's only fair I get some too. Nice and soft and oh so satisfying to squeeze. The way you're squirming is just delicious. And unless you've got an unusually thick and hard wand in your pocket, I'd say you're enjoying it too. Oh, no need to blush if it helps. Holding you in my arms like this is making me wet. This is all just for starters, though. If you want more, we'll have to get back to my room at the tavern. I thought you'd say that. Up you go. No protesting. We'll make it back in no time like this. Plus, I like holding you like this. Feels like I've just raided a wizard's tower and made off with a cute apprentice, carrying you home to have my wicked way with you. Hurry up and get that robe off. Wow, you've got a great body. I guess running around dungeons fighting monsters helped you avoid the stereotypical wizard bod. Just need to get this damn armor off. There, that's better. Your eyes are practically popping out of your head. You see something you like, wizard? Yeah, my armor does an excellent job of keeping me alive, but doesn't do much to showcase these lovely breasts of mine. Go on. Touch me. Oh, yes, these soft hands of yours. Just what I needed. You just pinched my nipple, you cheeky bastard. I wasn't expecting you to be so bold. Normally, I wouldn't stand for such cheek, but since you've made me so wet, I'll make an exception. But you need to step up and fix this. Take responsibility for this mess you've caused. How, you ask? Well, I've heard those incantations you use for your spells. Those complicated tongue twisters that you're oh so skilled at chanting at a moment's notice. I want to see what else that talented tongue of yours can do. Get on the bed. That's right. I'm going to ride your face now. And if I get a bit too carried away and you need me to stop, just give me a sharp tap on the thigh, okay? You look so content underneath me. It's like you've realized it's where you belong. Now work your magic on my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Faster. Work that tongue faster. You're a quick study. Put that tongue to work on my clit. Oh, that's right there. Right there. Keep going. Come on, grab my hips. More, give me more. Dig those fucking nails in. That's right. You didn't realize just how eager you were for this. Oh, come on, don't stop. I'm almost there. Oh, that's it. Keep going. Work your magic on my cunt. That's it. Keep going. Work your magic on my cunt. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Yes. Damn, that is a magic tongue. Knock it off your face now so you can catch your breath. Did I wear you out? You did so well, my sweet. Look at you. I've soaked your face and you're still smiling like a fool. Good boy. I can taste myself on your lips. I hope you're not too tired because I'm not done with you yet. I still need to take care of this hard cock of yours. Let's just get you warmed up first. That's right, moan for me. You like getting manhandled like this, don't you? Oh, that was quite a twitch. I've barely even touched you yet. Don't you dare come, though. I want this load inside of me. yeah. Ooh. You like that, huh? Well, I don't want you to get too excited just yet. I still need to ride this cock. Yeah. Are you ready for the fuck of your life? What? Don't you like it when I tease you like this? Having your cock so close and yet so far from my dripping cunt. Well, if you insist then. Oh, gods. I've wanted this for so long. For a while now. Oh. I should have just taken it sooner. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Getting taken by a sexy barbarian woman. Oh, claimed and savagely used. Oh, lucky you, you're mine now. And I'm gonna use you all night. Oh, come on, buck up into me. Oh, that's right, keep it up. Oh, fuck, your cock feels so good. I'm still so fucking sensitive from riding your fucking face. Oh, grip my breasts. Come on, I want to feel those hands on me. Oh, that's it. Pinch my nipples. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Oh, I'm so close already again. Oh, the way you're squirming. You're about to come too, aren't you? Oh, good. Come inside me. Oh, fill me up, gods. Oh, damn it. I need it. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Judging by that blissed out look on your face, I'd say you're in agreement. Let me just get off you now. Come here, snuggle up to me. You're a bit out of breath. Guess I went a little hard on you. We'll need to work on that stamina of yours. But you did well, my cute little mage. Of course we're gonna do this again. What, you thought I'd let you slip away after all that time it took to get you into my bed? You're not going anywhere, sweetheart. Besides, it's not like we'd be the only couple in the party, so it won't change the dynamics much. Although it will make camping a lot more fun. What? You didn't notice? For a smart guy, you are so oblivious sometimes. What do you think the rogue and cleric were doing with their nightly excursions? Prayer and skullduggery? That'd be more believable if they didn't both leave within 5 minutes of each other saying night like clockwork. He may not be the religious type, but I'm sure they both invoke the name of the cleric's god during the little ritual of theirs. It's probably not in the traditional manner, though. No,
No more questions. Get some sleep. We both need it after everything that happened today. Good night, sweetheart.